up, guys? Welcome to episode 254 of the PS4 Blackcast. I'm JCM. With us this week is Isley.
Yo.
And hey, I'm surprised you said yo. I scored. You want to be a little distracted with your game and your speed running.
You timed it like right after I finished a bite, so it was perfect.
That's true, and you're eating, so you got that pause there. And we also have Messiah.
Hello.
And here we are. Still not much of anything. I mean, we did get a release date for one game, but last week, of course, we just talked about Wolfenstein and Horizon the whole time. But there still hasn't been a whole lot. We did get a release date for Superhot on PS4, which is also going to have a VR version. That comes out on the 19th of this month. Not this month. So I'll be looking forward to that, because Superhot's one of those games I kept hearing about a bunch of them. It was on Steam, but I never picked it up. I don't think it had a Mac version, so I never did it. But apparently the VR version of it was a lot of fun, too. But
got it, but the VR version is trippy.
I wouldn't doubt it.
The whole concept of time only moves when you move, but also being in VR has got to be super weird.
We were in July. I don't know why I thought we were in June. It's this month.
Yeah, we had 4th of July already.
Now. Yeah, and I know. I went through like 20 snooze cycles on my alarm because I didn't want to get up. These short 9-minute dreams.
I still put June on the paperwork at work, and it sucks.
But luckily,
are you one of those people that like the new year rolls around and you don't start writing the new year until it's been?
Oh yeah, our paperwork at work is screwed when the new year comes around.
I did that a lot when I worked in the warehouse, because you were constantly handwriting it.
Mm-hmm.
And or when I worked in data entry, that was the thing too, because you're handwriting as well. Or stamping, so I'd usually use a stamp. But yeah, it was always that year it'd screw me up. But because now all my work is primarily on the computer, luckily I don't mess it up. I'm like, oh, that was a close one. But yeah, so we have that. And again, there's not a whole lot else. I know the we had the Dark Souls 3 Necromancer DLC come out.
What?
I think it's $15 for the character, which is a bit much. But I know they had a sale on Diablo.
Isn't the game less than $15?
No, yeah. I mean, I understand, because like, if you got to design this character and then you got to balance, like, there's a lot of stuff they got to do. They got to balance it for the entire game, and I can understand it. It's kind of like when they do map packs, and the map pack is like, oh, it's $15, you get 4 maps. It's like, yeah, but you get these 4 maps, but they at least have to spend time not only making it, but then balancing it. I'm like, okay, what, you know, how were we going to put these flags? What are the spawn points going to be?
But let's be honest, that game is not meant to be balanced.
Diablo, no. Yeah, it's like that. It's still, but for Blizzard, they're like, they want everything to be good, at least as good as they can get it the first time through, and then how they see it on their end. And then when they get to play, they go, okay, we have to patch it a little bit because it's a little OP. But of course, we had the Crash Bandicoot Insane Trilogy released last week on Friday, I believe it was. I still haven't picked it up yet, but I'm going to. I have games right now. There's another, I believe it's the final week of discounts. Yeah, the final week of deep discounts is currently gone. It's the mid-year sale, 50% off, and then it ends on the 11th. I got a few more days, and then up to 75% off for PlayStation Plus. But Shadow Mordor Game of the Year Edition is one of those games. You can get it for $4.
I downloaded the hell out of that. I'm like, I've already played this, but it's $4. I would feel bad not buying it.
Yeah, you can get.
You should get that.
Yeah.
Because Michael's about to finish Metal Gear Solid, and I don't want to hear him bitch about not having anything to play.
Right.
It has all the DLC too. Like, it's $4.
Really?
Yeah, it's $4 for everything.
I'm gonna go get that.
Yeah, and then I saw an article the other day, they have a way for you to transfer over your nemesis or your nemesis from this game, whatever you have left over, into the new one. That was pretty cool. If you have any left, of course, but I know I do, because I didn't finish the game. I'll need to finish it at some point. Mad Max is $8. I wish I had a pro patch, because I wouldn't mind picking it up. LBP3 is on sale, but I don't know for how much, because I already own it.
I can't remember what the other one was. There were like four or five games that really stood out as being ridiculously cheap, but also good games. Shadow of Mordor was one. I think Ratchet & Clank was, like, significantly cheaper as well.
Yeah.
I want to say it was, like, $5 or $6. I don't have it pulled up right now. But there were a few of them that were just really extraordinarily cheap. Shadow of Mordor was the winner by far, though.
Yeah, the online starter edition for 14 is $10. Assassin's Creed Black Flag is on sale too. It's $12. Let's see, Killzone Shadowfall $6. Far Cry 4 is on sale, but I don't know for how much because I own it.
I want to say that was like 20 something.
Yeah, Sniper Elite 4 is on sale too, which is great. I'm assuming probably 15 for PlayStation Plus, maybe 10 or 12. That's a good game. And then, yeah, Ratchet and Clank's on sale. I can't see for how much. I'm viewing it through the PSN, so it blocks all the prices for me to see. Hitman Go is on sale. Oddworld New and Tasty. Cat Lateral Damage. Vanishing Ethan Carter. Wolf Among Us. The Alf's Escape Mission DLC for Abe's Odyssey. Or New and Tasty, rather. Lara Croft Go. And then a bunch of other stuff. Yeah.
There's a lot. It's a good sale. Check it out.
Yeah, it's the last one. Resogun is... Oh, it says free. I'm like, Resogun is free, but I own it. So that's why it says that.
Oh. It's like, I'm going to go down all that right now. I'm going to spend a lot of money on video games today. We already bought Samus Returns yesterday. Pre-ordered it.
What the fuck? Go buy Dark Souls 3.
Okay.
God damn it, Zaya.
The full edition is on sale at GameStop for like $40 right now, I think. I think I'm going to get it. I might go pick it up today. Because that seems like a really good deal for like the game and the DLC and everything.
The DLC barely ever goes on sale for Dark Souls games, so go buy it.
Yeah, and like the edition that is up right now was originally like $70 or something like that. They dropped it to $50 and now it's $40. I think I'm going to go get it. So that seems like a really good deal, and you're never gonna stop bothering me about it if I don't.
That's true. I will not.
So I might be spending a lot of money on video games today.
You should buy Nier too. Though that's for different reasons. If I honestly think you would really enjoy that game, because it seems totally up your alley.
I want to get the first one, and then I want to do the first Nier, Drakengard, and then Automata. And by the time I get to Automata, it'll probably be really on sale. So that's a good idea.
Can't remember, so I think it goes Drakengard 3, Drakengard 1, then Nier, then Automata. So you got a lot of shit to play.
I'll get there.
Yeah, some good sales. I don't know if there's anything in here I should necessarily grab. Like I said, I'd probably pick up Mad Max if it had pro support. I don't know when I'd play it, because that's one of those games I want to get the time, but it came at the same time as Metal Gear, and then Shadow Mordor came out later, and I just Metal Gear ate up all of my time. So I'm like, three open world games, only got time for basically one.
Yeah.
Man, good to see. I'm curious what the holiday sales are going to be then, if this is the last week of the summer sales.
Oh yeah.
But
I can't reach my controller.
Let's see here. Yeah, not much else.
Oh, crap.
I saw something recently that wasn't Kojima tweeting about food. Let's see. Yeah, not a lot. There was a weird deal in a PlayStation Plus deal in either Europe or like Germany or somewhere where it was basically buy 15 months for 12. So you bought a year, but you got 3 extra months. It was a weird promo.
Oh, huh.
I'd never seen something like that. I was like, all right, 15 months for the same price. That's interesting. Free 3 months.
Yeah.
Because usually it's just 12 and discounted down instead of being add on the length on top of it. So it was curious. But, yeah, I don't see much else.
God, you're on a spending spree, Zaya.
I have money now. I want video games.
Gimme games, all the games.
I know, right?
But yeah, that's basically it for the news. I did see that while it's not directly related to PlayStation, the 1.0 version of PUBG got pushed towards the end of this year, which means that it'd get pushed further for its eventual release on PS4, whenever they decide to do that. So,
did you see the press release announcement from PlayerUnknown stating, yes, it's coming to PlayStation? I don't know why they tried to make it so confusing during E3.
Yeah,
it was. And I sat there, I was reading this release of, like, you don't understand why they tried to make it confusing? For marketing. That's why.
It was so obnoxious because the majority of people knew, but then, like, one news outlet would say why being exclusive to this was great, and then another saying it's, you know, it'll come to PS4, and then another saying no, it'll never come to PS4. So then it was the outlets who were just, everyone was saying their own thing. It's like, good lord.
Right, so he released a hilarious press release that's like, yes, it's coming to PlayStation 4. Yes, it's a timed exclusive. I don't know why this was made to be so confusing.
Yeah. Just fucking ridiculous. But yeah. And then we did, while it's not video game related, it is game related in that the Castlevania anime went up on Netflix. It must have been Friday or sometime last week, but I watched it all last night. It's only season one, it's only 4 episodes. And then, because I guess the original idea the guy had was he was going to make a movie back a couple years back. I guess this has been in the works for quite a while, because the article I read referenced 2008 at one point. So I think he had the idea to do a full-length movie. Then it eventually got turned into a TV show. So if it got renewed for season 2, figure first season's 100 minutes, then season 2, probably another 4 episodes, 100-some minutes, and then maybe a season 3? Like, I was so bummed the way it ended, and I was like, because I didn't look at the episode.
Wait, did you already watch all of it?
Yeah, it's only 4 episodes.
Did you hammer that out just, like, this morning before the cast?
No, I watched it last night. That's why I sent that text, and I was done. That's when I realized there was only 4. I mean, it's 4 23, 24-minute episodes. It doesn't take that long to get through.
Oh, I thought that was when you just discovered it existed.
No, I knew it was going to come out. I just apparently wasn't aware that it was only going to be 4 tiny episodes. But, yeah, I watched it all last night. It was good. I liked it. I was like, I know what's happening. And I know what's going on right now. Oh, that, I remember that from Symphony of the Night. Like, at least they relayed the story. Because I never played Castlevania 3, which I believe is the majority of what the story is kind of based around. So I didn't play Bloodlines. Yeah. But, there is some stuff. It starts off super quick. I'm like, hey, I know this, and I know who that character is before they even tell me who it is. But yeah, I like it so far. And then apparently the producer of the show also wants to do an Assassin's Creed anime that's its own story.
Mm-hmm. I saw that.
Yes, that could be interesting, because they figure this Castlevania one, it's looking pretty good, and obviously the bar is not too high for video game to TV show movie adaptations. Mm-hmm. But it's doing well, and I like what they're doing. So, and they don't do that hybrid CG style animation that I don't like.
Thank God. Fucking ruined the first season of Sailor Moon Crystal with that hybrid bullshit.
That's why I didn't want to. I wanted to watch that Berserk, because essentially it's like not a remake, but kind of like a remake. Like, it's just retelling the story again, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I was gonna kind of watch it, but then I'm like, I can't quite get over that. And then there's this other anime on Netflix that I see that looks to be that same style, that I just haven't watched because I'm like, I don't know. And then, yeah. But luckily there's this, and it's like, oh, I'll watch it. And it's like, I know Castlevania all right from one game, and but so yeah, I'd be curious to see how long it takes to get second season of that up. And I imagine Netflix usually moves pretty quick, but because you're drawing it, I don't know if that take how much extra time that takes. But yeah, and that's it. I don't think there's much else. Did you play the Prompto DLC that came out
for Fox? Yes, I did.
Okay.
I don't know why you even asked that question.
Well, because I thought like she didn't play it right away, or she wanted to go home to play it, but there was something else she had to do, like she had another game, so I didn't know if she pulled herself away from 14 to play the 15 DLC. But
oh heck no, I came home, sat my ass down on the couch and played it. Like, Michael came over early and downloaded it for me.
Yeah.
Good,
it was
Michael.
Good. It was really, really good. It was way better than Gladio's DLC was.
That's what I hear from the
story
reviews.
Was infinite better.
Yeah, there was so much more like world building lore and like questions that I actually wanted answers to, like built into it. It was just, it was really good. The ending was bizarre, but it was really good.
What questions did they answer? I felt like the entire DLC was basically like the story was predicted by people's theories a long time ago.
Well, yeah, but they were theories until it came out as like canon.
Right, right. Yeah, you always want confirmation. It's like, yeah. It's like in Westworld when people make theories and they watch it and later on and some people had theories, they turn out to be true. And they go, you're just getting, it's that validation that you figured it out or whatever. So it's not necessarily an answer, it's just confirming what you thought.
The questions were, what happened here? Did this actually happen? Oh my god, look at the things that actually happened.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
Yeah, I popped up 15 last weekend for a bit and started it, but I didn't play too much just because I wasn't feeling it at the time. I was kind of in a gaming lull mood-wise, and I was like I was... just had no appetite for anything. I was like, well, maybe I'll pop this in and it'll get me going. But because I know the beginning of that game is going to be slow.
Yeah, you definitely have to be in the mood to start it and to want to play it because it is a little slow in the beginning.
Yeah, I was like, I'm just going to put on, I didn't even want to deal with anything, so I just put on easy. I'm like, I don't even care. Because I'm like, this is going to be so long. I'm like, I'm just going to go through. I don't need to turn it up. It doesn't matter to me. But
I actually kind of love the intro of that game.
Well, I played... It wasn't like I guess it depends on the intro. Like, the intro, the actual... You know, here's the title screen, or, you know, you push the car, or intro, like, the first 15 hours. Like, I don't know how long it's going to be before it finally picks up, because I took the car, got it fixed by Boobs McGee, and then she's like, oh, go kill some animals. And then I killed some animals... And then they're like, all right, drop off this package for me. You know, after I saved that one dude, of course, who got trapped in a shed. And then, okay, go deliver this package. So then it prompts tutorializes you on how to drive the car. It's like, oh, well, Noctis can drive. I'm like, all right, I'll drive. And then I just go. And then all of a sudden we hear someone scream. And then we hear someone scream again. And they're like, oh, that was a scream. Then I pull over, can't find the guy. I'm like, all right, well... This is obnoxious because now I ran too far from the car, so I have to run all the way back to the car. I'm like, I can't fast travel to the car?
You can fast travel to the car.
Oh, you can? Okay, it didn't tell me I could, so I was like, god damn.
Yeah, just you just go to your map menu, what is it, click R3 or whatever, and there's the return to car, and then there's a return to last rest point option.
Oh, nice. I must not see that. It must be on the bottom, like... I probably was sitting too far down on my couch that my second monitor probably blocked off the lower part of the TV that had that option down there. So
wow, that's like the biggest first world problem thing I've ever heard someone say.
Yeah, that was, yeah. Well,
I was sitting too low on my couch and couldn't see my second monitor properly.
Well, I was slumped because I was kind of like, I was down emotionally. No, because I wasn't feeling anything, so I just super like, usually if I'm playing a game, I'm kind of sitting up and forward and I could see everything. But I was like just sitting back, I wasn't feeling nothing. It's just like the. And then so that must have been over there. Cause then I was like, I gotta run all the way back to the car. Then I get to the car, then I go drop off the package to the next town, and that's where I stopped. But
yeah, it picks up. The story picks up a little bit after that.
Okay.
So you go to shit, I can't remember what it's called now. I feel really bad. You go to the beach place, and the story kind of picks up from
Costa
there.
Costa del Sol?
So Costa del Sol. I mean, basically.
Yeah.
Besaid.
Yeah.
But
pretty much.
Yeah, I'll probably start again. I mean, it's not like I have a lot aside from Darkest Dungeon, and then every time I like, luckily that game and Ghost Recon are both games that like I hop in. Darkest Dungeon, I do a couple dungeon crawls, level up some characters, and then I can basically be done. Then Ghost Recon, I can go in there, collect a couple skill points, do a couple side missions, and then be done. So they're nice. Those are nice games that I can just hop in and play, and like piecemeal out. And then there's 15. Don't know how much. So there's not much, no complete game right now pulling me away. I mean, the long sessions I do have are with Darkest Dungeon, so. But, I'll give 15 a longer playthrough at some point. Maybe tomorrow. I'll sit down.
You guys both have a ton of games to play.
I don't have a ton. I have 15 Edith Finch. I still have my Sniper Elite 4 DLC I have to finish. And then Little Nightmares is supposed to get DLC at some point. So I haven't deleted it off my thing. And then aside from that, there's no single-player DLC for Titanfall 2, so I don't need to play that. And then just waiting for Horizon DLC, and basically it. I could continue playing Shadow of Mordor, but that's another one I have to be like in the mood for.
Yeah.
Because I'm not quite feeling open-world action. Like I really wish Far Cry's out, because I kind of want to play an open-world shooter, but first person shooter like Far Cry, but yeah. And then it's just any multiplayer games that I might play between now and then. So you finished the storyline for the Stormblood?
Not yet. I'm on the very last mission. I'm waiting for Michael to catch up so we can do the last one.
Oh, okay. You're
together. But we're at like the very end. Okay. Pretty much. Yeah. The quest is called Stormblood, so.
Right. How much restraint? How much restraint does it take for you to not play that final mission if he goes too slowly?
He's basically got until tomorrow, because now I'm out of jobs to level. So if he doesn't catch up tomorrow, I'm just gonna go finish it, because I'm dying. I want to know.
Yeah, I'm kind of about that way about TV shows that I watch with a girlfriend, but we haven't been watching for a while because she hasn't been feeling well after work or whatever. I'm like, I just don't watch the show. I'm going to have to watch the last two episodes and I'll just rewatch them. I mean, I did that with
Nana. I'm surprised when you watch them together, like, oh my God, I didn't see that coming.
Yeah. Right, like I'm not laughing at the jokes like I used to.
Yeah.
Because the punchline's just not there. But yeah. As a cousin was talking about, he said it was pretty good. He liked it, and then he was complaining about some tank mechanic on one of the raids or whatever that he didn't do. Or he did for the first time. He was whining about that because he didn't know quite how to deal with it or whatever.
Oh, like an Omega or?
I guess it was one where like he didn't do it. He's like okay. It was that one where if you do it 5 times, you get the item. So they did it. The people who were doing it in the FC done it 4 times, and they lost someone. And he was about to leave. He wasn't even in it. He was doing his own thing. And he was going to leave and go get some food because he's hungry. And they're like, oh, hey, you're a tank. Can you you mind giving us a hand real quick with this? Mm-hmm. And he's like, I've never done it. And they sent him an invite. And he's like, I've never done this. So I was like, that's fine. You can be the second tank. The off tank. And he's like, all you have to do is make sure you maintain the second most hate through the entire fight. But he doesn't know quite how to. He's like, what? So he's trying. He's looking at the bars and he's like trying to watch it, make sure he's down and hitting his hate moves abilities without taking it from the main tank.
Yeah.
But making sure he has them and just watching it was like super weird for him. And then anytime the DPS would, I guess, hit their meters or whatever and start outputting a bunch of damage or something, then he's like, oh, no, I got it. And then there's like a panic. Okay, I'm not second in the hate anymore. I got to do it. So it was. They still did it, but he was clearly handicapping. He was dragging down the fight a bit, but they didn't care. But yeah, for him, it was like a little mess. He's like, what? How do I just maintain just exactly second?
But, yeah, it's weird because usually like the off tank will just DPS or go like do some other mechanic,
right.
And then when a time comes, you just like you provoke or whatever, you pull it off the other thing. You're supposed to be able to pull that off. So I don't know if there's like a mechanic where it like targets the person with the second most hate. I guess that would be bad for like a red mage who puts out way too much fucking damage.
Yeah, that's kind of what it was, because then you said someone else got the hate during whenever the mechanic flips over.
Oh, okay, I see.
But yeah, but they managed. I think he either, I don't know if it's something where you can get it back. Like, it's one of those things, like, once they pick you, it's you until you die kind of things. But they ended up getting through it. But
I mean, all the mages have, like, two enmity-reducing skills that they can equip now, so I absolutely recommend that every red mage put both of those on their bars.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, if you see your number go up to two, maybe use Liquid Aura, or whatever the fuck it is.
It's called Kind Words. You know, you're doing a great job, boss.
It's apology.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Yeah, it's got a Canadian flag next to it. It's like, sorry. Yeah, no. But
it's time out. Your character just walks in the corner and sits down and stares at the wall.
I really didn't mean to do this. I'm sorry. I got this
problem. You're in DPS timeout.
Oh, yeah. I got a raid problem. I'm a hoarder. But and then you've been playing Nier Automata, isn't
it? Yep.
How's that?
I finished the first route a while ago, but I finally went back and decided to do the other campaigns. It kicks ass. It's a pretty sweet game. The combat is a lot of fun. For me, at least, the combat seems to be a very divisive factor for people, but mm-hmm. I love it.
Mm-hmm.
The storyline is kind of convoluted when you get back into the older games, but in terms of like Nier's, the new one's self-contained story, it's quite good. The world is beautiful. It's just a lot of fun.
Yeah, I tried the demo, and the combat definitely was something that I wasn't feeling at the time.
I've tried to describe it to people before as like when Killzone 2 first came out and they had all the weighted turning, like that threw a lot of people off from the FPS. Uncharted 3's like combat threw a lot of people off, but they were all still decently well polished, and that's kind of how I've equated it to Nier, is that the melee combat feels different than other games, but if you like it, it's like fantastic. It's not that it's not polished, it's just that it's different than other games.
Yeah, it's an acquired taste. Yeah. And when it comes to third person action move sets, to me, it's like it needs to feel a certain way, because most of the third person action games that I like, you know, at least have a similar feel when I play them, so they're more enjoyable. I tried it, and it's like, I'm not feeling it. And it could just maybe be somewhere I just wasn't feeling at the time, and maybe if it was a few years earlier or something, I don't know. But yeah, I wasn't feeling it. I was like, yeah, I just don't have time to pick this up.
Yeah, so there's a lot of games where I don't like the combat, and we talked about this a bit last week, but like Bethesda games, I think the combat is just bad.
Mm-hmm.
This combat, you haven't played far enough into 15 to really get to the combat, have you?
Well, you do a lot of fighting, like just random mobs. I haven't fought anything like huge, but
no real like bosses yet, or real, like,
you only do that one
big
hunt with the big rhino thing, and that was it. But there's no like, I haven't gotten into proper versus humans like kind of fight.
You're so pretty close, so yeah.
I was gonna say, like, the combat in Nier, it kind of reminds me of like a weird mix between like 15 and like Devil May Cry.
Mm.
Like, it's somewhere between those two. Well, that's what I was saying. I think you'll love it, because the combat seems right up your alley.
Mm-hmm.
The world itself seems up your alley. It's not really grindy, but there's a lot of like side quests you have to do in order to keep up with like the main levels.
I'm a side quest fiend, so
right,
we're okay with it.
The actual skill system, so the levels matter in the game, but more so it's you get these chips that you equip to your operating system that increase your power. So you can customize the chipsets you get. Like, you can go all offense, all defense, you know, all support. There's random weird chips like auto pickup item or auto collect items, things like that. So there's a lot of customizable options you can do with the chips. A lot of it just seems like it would be very up your alley for a game that you would just be like playing until 4 in the morning. Plus, like I said, there's lots to do in the game. You'd also love the fact that when you self-destruct, your character loses their pants.
Izzy's always blowing it up, changing costumes. Like, I got that frilly lace bottom piece.
I'm serious though. Like, when you self-destruct, you lose your pants, and then until you teleport or fast travel or enter a cutscene, you don't have pants on.
Yeah, I've seen it. Reddit was all about posting pictures of it. Like, look at Nier Automata. Like, it was all just later. 2B.
Well, it happens with 2B, but it also happens with the male character as well.
Right. But no one on Reddit's going to post the male character.
They weren't limiting or biased on what they included in that game. You self-destruct with any character, you lose your pants.
Yeah. It did spawn a ton of cosplay photos.
Yeah, it did. It spawned a shit ton.
Yep.
But I love it. I'll play it eventually.
So I did that, and Edith Finch finally played through that, and now I want you to beat it so that we can talk about something.
I went back into it the other day, but again, this is during the lull, so... But I went to go see if there's any settings in it for motion or the like, and there's nothing. And then I tried turning on, like, changing the TV settings for motion, and it didn't seem to do anything, so I'm going to have to just figure out, I don't know, maybe change the brightness or something. Do something. And give it another go.
Need to tough it out. Because I really want to talk. Well,
get a vomit bucket.
No, there's one part about that game that, like, I really want to bring up with someone and talk about with them. But I can't because you're being slow and Zaya won't buy it because she's got way too much other shit to buy.
Oh, man. Look how long it took you to play Wolfenstein. I waited forever for you to play Horizon.
You did not. Horizon just came out recently.
In February. Yeah.
Well, when did... Hold on. When did...
What Remains of Edith Finch?
Yeah.
Let's look it up.
That wasn't too long ago.
Let's see. Edith Finch came out... Oh, great. Just tell me fucking 2017. Jesus Christ. The fuck? That doesn't give me a goddamn release date. Bum, bum, bum. April 25th. So I got another month and a few days before I have to finish it to have that same amount of gap that it took you to play Horizon from its release.
Yeah, but Horizon's also a much longer game, so I think that should be taken into account.
Nope.
Horizon is an open world RPG. Edith Finch is like a 3-hour game.
In 36 days, I'll beat it. So that's what we'll do.
It's like a 3-hour game.
Yeah, literally, like a 3-hour game. Sit down for 3 hours in 30 days and beat it.
Yeah, I can play a little bit of it and be like, okay, I've reached my nausea limit. I got one story. I'm going to go do something else.
Take both.
They just released a patch to increase the frame rate. That fixed the problem. Either that or it's got a frame pacing problem. I don't know. I'd have to look at Digital Foundry's do a thing on it. But... Yeah, I'll get it at some point. I'll play it. Finish it. But yeah, other than that, not trying to think of anything else.
I've been dead to the world for like 3 weeks, so.
Yeah, you have.
Yeah. Stormblood's real good. Red Mage is real good.
That's what I hear.
I thought you were actually dead at one point. What are you going to do when you finish the Stormblood DLC and you have all your characters at 70? Are you going to switch to a different game, or...?
Well, I need to get Machinist, Bard, and Dragoon to 70. Which probably won't take that long once I get the new roulettes and stuff. And then I'm probably going to delve into Omega, because everybody says it's really fun. And I didn't do Alexander, because everybody said it was not fun. But we'll see.
That's weird. All I heard was Dark Souls 3.
Oh, yeah. I guess I'll have that. I need to do that.
It's a fun game.
Yeah, but it's not quite Bloodborne.
It's not.
How would you even know whether or not that's a good or a bad thing? You've never played a Dark Souls game.
Because Bloodborne's objectively better than Dark Souls.
Because I played a Dark Souls demo a long time ago and it made me bite my controller out of anger, so...
You explained to me before that Bloodborne made you do the same thing and made you almost throw your controller.
I did throw my controller on the floor once playing Bloodborne.
See? There you go.
Yeah, but she likes Bloodborne. The world.
Love Bloodborne.
Yeah. Well, she might like Dark Souls too.
But you're making her play 3.
I hate you.
Not 2.
I knew you were going to do that.
I was waiting for it.
But, I mean, it's fine. It's just combat-wise, Bloodborne's a lot better.
I do like that there's a lot more like openly customizable options. Like the game actually encourages you to... Not encourages you, but openly presents other like builds and play styles to you, whether or not you want to use them. Whereas Bloodborne is like you kind of have to force your way into it, like I did with the bow. But
Bloodborne, there aren't really many different builds. I mean, in Bloodborne, it's either like light weapon, heavy weapon, or I mean, yours was kind of range, but Dark Souls. Those categories of light versus heavy have different weapon sets for everything as well.
Even more customization options in Dark Souls, I always just stuck with one weapon essentially through the whole thing. I never changed up. It's like, yeah, I like
why? That's half the fun.
Because that's what I like. I like the quick swords, so I have like 2 swords that I use, and I go, okay, these are the swords I like, and that's it. I don't like using anything else. And then I'm done. That's why I like Bloodborne. It's like, I'm just going to use the Saw Cleaver. And then later on, it was like, all right, I like the Moonlight Greatsword and Ludwig's Holy Blade's all right. But I basically just use the Saw Cleaver. Because then I can just build my character around that, too.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I didn't really care about a lot of different stuff. Because I like more quick up-close hits than slow, far-away ones in those kinds of games. Especially in Dark Souls, because it's so slow. In general, but
Dark Souls is not that slow. I've played Dark Souls 3 compared to again, Bloodborne. And I did the deal. Mm-hmm. I did the Dark Souls 3 DLC after Bloodborne, and it is not that far off.
I'm not talking about just 3. I'm talking about all 3 games.
Oh yeah, 1 and 2 are slow, but they sped up shit a ton in Dark Souls 3.
Yeah,
Dark Souls 3, they essentially went, okay, Bloodborne seemed to be popular with the sped up combat. Let's do that for Dark Souls now.
Yeah, I just prefer Bloodborne. Easier to parry. I don't like the shield blocking in Dark Souls.
I will say Dark Souls 3 has more of a like reactionary combat rather than like methodical and plotting like the first two, which is what I like about Bloodborne. Is like you can react to stuff really quickly rather than like, oh no, I see this coming, but I've already committed to my attack. I can't fat roll out of the way now and I'm dead. But Dark Souls 3 seems to like have fixed that to some extent anyway. You can, depending on your build, I guess, you can actually react to things that are happening rather than like just bashing your head against the boss 4 times to learn their moveset and then figuring out how to beat it. So I'm sure it'll be fine.
Yeah, I'm sure
you'll. I've already committed that I have to play it. So.
Yeah, you're going to have to play it anyways. Plus, you don't need to react, you're just going to use a bow.
I know, but and I need to move into my house, so.
Bloodborne.
Well, I live in Kanehurst Castle and in Anor-Londo, so I need to get that gross worm snake thing out of my house.
Yep. Gotta get it out of there. Like, get out of here. Just watch out for those archers with those arrows. They'll get you.
Mm-hmm.
I can't wait for Zaya to rage at Dark Souls.
It's not going to be a fun time. I don't know why you're looking forward to this.
I laughed my ass off when you raged at Bloodborne. I don't know what makes you think that this isn't going to be the funny moment as well.
The problem with Bloodborne was you played it with me after I'd already played it to some extent, and so every mistake I made was my own stupidity, and it was bullshit, so that made me even angrier.
Mm-hmm.
And that cracked me up, so I don't know why you don't think that the same thing is going to crack me up in Dark Souls.
God damn it.
I can freely admit that.
No, you're just going to have to fight everything. You know, play the whole thing first time through co-op.
Be... Oh yeah, I'm not playing it by myself.
Yep. I'll be good to go.
I like my controller.
Yeah. I'm okay with that. Because I've wanted to play it again for a while, and it's a good excuse to.
And you shouldn't get invaded as much, because most of the invasions move to the DLC areas.
Isn't there, like, a special area, like, that was kind of made for that people go to and do?
Yes. Now? And that's going to be a tricky one to get through co-op. We might have to do that separately, because, yes... There's a specific area that if we're playing as co-op, we will get invasions every, like, 5 to 10 seconds.
Mm.
Yeah, I thought when they went there, though, they would, because they would gather there, they would do the purposeful, like, purple method, where they're the mound guys or whatever. That way they could know we're setting up these purple soap signs because we're going to be fighting, and then they could just summon each other. And that's it. Nope. Not just
you get
the...
people that do all of them.
Yeah. I'm sure there are people that go there just to invade too. So.
Oh yeah, there are some people that like to invade and like, oh, this is my favorite spot. But there's no place that's well. There's one place that happens a lot because that's where a faction is. Kind of like the bell towers in Dark Souls. Once you go there, it's like, oh, well, there's a faction. They pull you back, or like in that swamp place. Isn't there that swamp in Dark Souls 3 that they do it a lot too? Where like your defenders
yeah,
of Pharaoh or whatever.
There's an annoying swamp area that'll be somewhat of a pain in the ass as well. But please fortunately, unlike Bloodborne, Dark Souls 3 I kick ass at the peak.
But yeah, there's a few areas where you get auto invaded. If you want to run through them solo, you can always just go offline and just beeline it to the objective or whatever, or the next bonfire. But
honestly, to avoid being a pain in the ass, I'll probably just speedrun it with Zaya. I'll make sure like those areas that we just bolt through and ignore everything we're actually supposed to do.
Yeah, it's not like there's a ton of them. It's just like that, those two spots, and even the swamp area where it does happen. I mean, you can. It's a pretty good shot straight to the boss in that zone. So you can probably just run there, because the mob, I mean, aside from the giant crab that are in the area, you can dodge them because they're only on the one side, and then you got those other guys at the end, the NPCs, but those are pretty easy to dodge, and you just go straight to the, because it's like the swamp leads right into the sage, right? So you can just go straight to the boss.
Is that the one with the big worm?
No.
I don't know what you're talking about when you keep saying a big worm. I don't remember
the
big worm in that
thing in the swamp.
The big worm.
It's like a pretty prominent thing.
I still like don't know what you're talking about.
The worm is swamp.
I don't remember
a giant fucking worm.
No, the giant
guy that's on the
The giant worm is down by the subterranean dungeon near the demon king boss guy.
Yeah, there's like a guy up on a... There's like a giant on a cliff that shoots big arrows or big bolts at you, and you can stand behind the worm and he'll shoot the worm.
I don't remember... I don't think there's a giant. I think it's a ballista.
You're talking,
that's
yeah,
the,
you guys are talking about the smoldering lake, not the swamp.
Yeah.
It looks like a swamp.
It does look like a swamp.
Filled with lava and fire. What kind of swamp have you been in? It's filled
with
lava.
Well, there's no
lava
where
fire.
You're running down the floor. It does kind of look like a swamp area, like it could be underground swamp.
I mean, you're not swimming in the damn lake. There's like water on the ground and you're running in the water. That's a swamp. It's swampy.
Yeah. Yeah, no, my swamp is a proper swamp. Trees outside. That's an underground location. And it's a ballista.
That's why I'm so confused, because there's an actual swamp in the game.
Yeah, it's a ballista
proper
that's shooting
swamp,
it. Not
whatever. Just because it's underground, it's not a proper swamp.
Yeah.
Also because
whatever.
It's filled
swamps
with lava.
Yeah, but there's
all swamps are equal, even lava swamps.
But you don't actually walk through the lava. Like the lava's
Well, you probably could.
You can walk through the lava.
The lava that in the game is, there's only like those rooms when you're in those underground sections where it has the items, and like you can fall down the hole into the lava. But as far as where the worm is, there's no lava there. There's just no lava. But it might have that red color and glow, but yeah. I don't know if you can actually get that ballista to hurt the worm. I've never done that, but I just stopped the ballista. I'm like, I'm taking you out.
I've seen people, that's how some people kill the worm, but it's like inconsistent.
I kill the worm because he has the exact same pathing every time. It's not random. So you just stand in one spot and he'll always repeat the same routine. And in one section of that routine, he's just right in front of you and you just smack away at him. And then he keeps moving and you're good. You don't have to move at all because he won't hit you.
Yeah, it like doesn't actually attack you. It just kind of like wiggles around the world.
It can get you, but it's only because you just happen to be in the way of its animation. But yeah, it's like...
Yeah, it's not like actively going after you. It's just kind of like thrashing around in the world.
Yeah. So I just stood there. I'm like, smack, smack, smack. Okay, went back underground. Okay, just wait. Pops up. Okay, smack, smack, smack.
But yeah.
It just takes a while. It takes 20 years. You do just so little damage.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that'll be fun.
I'll get it eventually. Maybe I'll get it today if I go outside. I'll go get it.
Just download it.
Oh, that'll never
happen.
Well,
it's on sale at GameStop.
So. Oh, there you go. Games DC.
I might as well get like the whole thing so we can do the DLC and stuff too.
Yeah. Plus, the DLC is the best part.
I do like that the big wolf boss thing in this, though. That's a really cool fight area.
DLC is like what explains the entire Dark Souls series as a story.
Well, I didn't play the other Dark Souls, so yeah, you're so basically going to have to explain everything because I'm going to ask lots of questions.
I'm okay with that. Because unlike Bloodborne, I actually understand Dark Souls' story.
I already knew all of Bloodborne stuff, so yeah. I knew going through it. I didn't have any questions.
You played with JCM, and I'm sure he explained everything.
No, I didn't.
He did.
Explain.
He answered all my questions.
I did. I guess I don't remember answering all the questions, but
I didn't do that. He did.
I felt Bloodborne
I'm
was
two different stories here.
Yeah, there's just so much going on in Souls that when I play, I just don't care. Like, yeah, I don't care who these people.
It was mostly the fact that I always get Lawrence and Ludwig confused, so it's like every time we did something I was like, wait, which one is that?
But you can just watch a bunch of VODI videos on Dark Souls.
I went and rewatched all of those videos after Izzy and I played it because I love it.
But yeah. Alright, well, I guess that's it, because I don't really have any crazy Darkest Dungeon stories. I mean, they're all very straightforward. It's like, oh yeah, I lost someone. That's gonna happen. But
they're all depressing. All your people have PTSD.
Luckily, I send my guys into the reduce their stress a lot. I don't always have people break. And I do have some people that actually virtue instead, which is nice. They tend to do that more often. But it does mean I go through a lot of money.
Yeah.
And I hate the fact that they won't slum it and do lower level dungeons when they're too high level. I'm like, motherfuckers.
Nah,
it's beneath me. I can't do it anymore. Unless you get that one random town event where it goes, oh, everyone's feeling charitable. They'll do any dungeon. Like, then I take my rank 5 or 6 peeps and I can go run a low dungeon just to get rid of it. Or to get the bonus for that area. Because I need to increase my roster a ton. Because the problem is now I'm getting to the point where I don't have any level 1 or 2 people. So if I want to do a money run, then I can't do any of the lower ones. And I don't like money running on the higher tier dungeons because it's like, oh, they're all medium or they're all long. So then it's like, okay, now I have even less space to collect loot. Because I have to have 2 stacks of torches and 3 stacks of food, and I have 2 camping fire logs, and then I have all this extra crap. And it's like, just so much. But it is funny, learning some mechanics 14 hours into the game after I played, and I learned something. I'm like, oh, because there's those keys you get. And I kept wondering, like, it says it opens up doors and chests. And I'm like, well, I've never seen a door and that needed a key. And I've never found a chest that needed a key, because every chest you can just open. And I didn't understand it. I was like, even the treasure rooms, I could see, like, there's a lock on the treasure chest, but it opens up.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, I don't understand. And then I knew that I learned later on about the mechanic of using items when interacting with items, or with objects in the area. And I saw in a video some guys like, yeah, and you can use torches to burn books or whatever. And
so, oh, like, yeah.
Oh, that's interesting. I wonder what that does. So the first time I do it, I burn a book that turns out to have knowledge, so it sends my character to straight 100 stress. I'm like, God damn it. First time I do this, I learn about it. Fucking stress this guy out.
And yeah.
He's fucking a whiner. But then I learned later on, I was like, I was opening up one of those chests, and I was like, and I just happened to get a key drop from the mobs. I was like, I'm just going to put that key in the middle and see what happens. And it's like, oh, you've opened up a secret compartment. And then you get even more loot. And I'm like, motherfucker. Like, you said open chest. You didn't say opens up a secret compartment for additional loot and also prevents it from being a trap ever. Sometimes they turn traps. Like, you didn't explain this at all. And then there's these clams you can fight in the Warren dungeon area. Or not clams you fight. It's like a giant clam, and you can open it up, and there's treasure. Or sometimes you try to open up, and the clam shuts down and hurts your character. And I'm like, I wonder if I could use a shovel. And I put the shovel, and it's like, yeah, you pried open the clam and got the treasure. I'm like, ah, there we go. So I can use shovels on the clams. And then I tried to use, there's like a signpost with spider webs on it. And sometimes you can get stickied and get a status effect. And I'm like, well, can I burn it with the torch? But the torch didn't work. And I was like, whatever. But I'm curious what other objects, how they interact with other things. Sometimes there's like a chemistry table. And I'm like, okay, do I put some, like, holy water on it or something? Or what can I put on the chemistry to make sure I get whatever loot from that chem table I can? But I don't know. But yeah, I like it a lot. I like the game a lot. I like the every boss has a different mechanic, which essentially does the same thing in the sense that, for the most part, it's always a mechanic that takes a character out of the fight at random.
Mm-hmm.
But the way they do it and the manner in which they do it is always different, so you can work around it, which I like a lot. So it makes those fights pretty fun. Always something unique on the dungeon boss fights, but not that I've done a billion of them, because they're usually, you know, in long or medium dungeons. I don't want to carry around that much crap. I'm like, I kind of want to level up my guys more. I'm trying to get my blacksmith up to top so I can, I try to do a legendary or champion level dungeon, and it's just like, you need to be maxed out on your weapon and your armor, otherwise you can get wrecked pretty hard.
Yeah.
Because the difficulty curve just shoots up suddenly. Everybody can dodge everything, and I'm like, God damn it. So now I gotta farm materials, and I gotta farm some gold. But, yeah. Alright, well, I guess that'll do it for this episode, so thank you. Oh, we need a secret word. I almost forgot. Last time it was Horizon, because Izzy finally played Horizon. Yeah, it was Horizon last time. So now we need a new one. What?
Bagel.
Bagel? Okay, we'll do bagel. What's a bagel? That's bagel. Oh, you're having a moment, aren't you?
Yeah.
Okay, bagel. Save. Bagel's a secret word. There we go. All right.
Yay.
Well, as I was saying, thank you, Izzy. Thank you, Zaya, for joining.
Uh-huh.
Thank you, everyone, for tuning in, and we will see you guys next time.
Later.
Bye.